course, we didn't have the opportunity of discussing this in public at all with Minister McHugh when we attended the meetings in Dunkaneely, Burtonport, Bunbeg, Brinalec, Gartahark and Dunfanaghy. Then if Mr. McHugh attended those, he would know exactly the situation on the ground. But I believe now he's trying to retrieve lost ground by coming in at this late stage with, in fact, what's inaccurate information. It was announced yesterday evening that the closing date for submissions was today, whereas, in fact, we know for some time that that has been extended to the end of October. He also talks about businesses making a business case in areas where post offices are closing. It's just a great pity that the government didn't consider that when they underwrote the protocol of unpost in the Irish Postmasters Union some time ago, when decisions were taken at that time, not on the basis of a business case, but it was taken on the basis of who wanted to accept redundancy.
If this public debate were to take place, I'd imagine one of Minister McHugh's arguments would be that over 700 post offices were closed under a Fianna Fáil-led government.
But by saying that, then is he saying then what's right now, what was right or wrong then is right or wrong now? That's not the issue. This government are playing on this for the last number of years, and what they don't remember is in 2010, and that's 10 years ago almost, 2000, that we took very difficult decisions at that time and set the template for budgets year after year, and we did all the heavy lifting then. So we're past all that. I don't think the people in Burtonport or Dunfanaghy or Gweedore or Dunkaneely or any of those are interested in that. They're interested in facts, and I believe Minister McHugh must deal with the facts, and he must be honest with the people. He must meet the people and know what their thinking is, and post tell me that they don't even know what this is about. Then when difficult decisions are being taken and post are being blamed, and if there are any post offices open, they're being announced by ministers, of course we will welcome this, but the whole focus must be on submissions. And I had a number of calls yesterday from people who were extremely concerned when they heard the news last night that the closing date was today and they're only preparing the submissions now. That sort of inaccurate information, safe-facing, is altogether wrong. And I would be very happy, and I know a number of my colleagues would be happy, to debate this at a round table.